as he chatted, chortled and posed for photographs with supporters while declining interview requests. As it happened, Donald Trump's estranged Vice President Mike Pence was also in town, but not at this venue, where he might have been heckled. In a case of dueling Washington speeches, Mike Pence addressed the Young America's Foundation's National Conservative Student Conference. A potential rival to Donald Trump in 2024, he said, "I don't know that our movement is that divided. I don't know that the president and I differ on issues, but we may differ on focus." Mike Pence claimed, "I truly do believe that elections are about the future and that it's absolutely essential at a time when so many Americans are hurting, so many families are struggling, that we don't give way to the temptation to look back." Recently, the January 6th committee heard how Mike Pence's Secret Service detail called family members from the U.S. Capitol, fearing that they would never make it home. On Tuesday, 26th of July, Mike Pence announced that his memoir, So Help Me God, will be published on 15th of November this year by Simon & Schuster. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's event bore hallmarks of his campaign rallies, including music from loudspeakers, warm-up acts lavishing praise on him, and a rambling speech of more than an hour that tossed out bigotry and personal insults. Familiar targets included the fake news media, crazy Nancy Pelosi, border security, the Russia investigation, and the January 6 hearings. He advocated quick trials and the death penalty for drug traffickers and argued that presidents should be able to summon the National Guard to restore order without having to wait for the approval of some governor that thinks it's politically incorrect to call them in. Trump returned to his claims of election fraud in 2020, saying, "I ran the first time and I won. Then I ran a second time and I did much better." The crowd cheered and whistled. Moore claimed, "We got millions and millions more votes. We may just have to do it again." Dave Gardner, president of the National Black Pro-Life Union, said, "I'm really hoping for 2024. Promises made, promises kept. Very important to me. I'm strongly pro-life. I want the war finished. And it's not that we hate anybody. We're saying come legally." Dave Gardner, a 67-year-old from Bowie, Maryland, dismissed the insurrection as overblown, claiming, "Most people that went there said it's the people's house. We want to make a statement. People who did anything wrong probably got sidetracked and kind of lost their way." Matthew O'Brien, a 53-year-old director of investigations for the Immigration Reform Law Institute, claimed, "The Trump administration was the first administration since Eisenhower to take immigration seriously. The fact is, without a border, you don't have a country." Matthew O'Brien added, "The January 6 hearings, I'm not sure what their purpose is. It's not clear to me what Congress is looking for in that particular situation. They seem to have been all over the map as far as the questions they're asked and what they're actually doing." Asked if the hearings had shaken his faith in Donald Trump, Christopher Payne, a 70-year-old, an accountant, replied, "No, because I have listened to him many times in the past, including going to his rallies, and for all intents, I know the real president, and yes, okay, like all of us, sometimes you slip up. But the fact is, he's not dwelling on past mistakes, he's looking at what he can do in the future." But Democrats mocked Trump's return to Washington and noted the irony of his law and order message. Cedric Richmond, a senior advisor to the Democratic National Committee, said, "If Donald Trump wants to talk about crime, he should explain why he incited a mob to violently attack police officers defending the Capitol, or why he proposed massive cuts to community policing programs, or why his MAGA Republican allies voted against funding that has bolstered law enforcement." Oh.
This is Back to Reality. Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, my dear friends, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new episode of Back to Reality. Hope you're doing great and everything is just fine with you. Now that we have your precious attention, buckle up to fly beyond the surface of your favorite topics. You are listening to Arab English Radio and this is Asma, at your service as the host. Well, as for our dear guest, I should say today is heaven. I have two of my very dear amazing friends and together we'd provide some captivating, thought-provoking stuff for you. And I forgot to tell you that both of them are Zainab. So I shall add that S on you, Zainab.
Yes. However, okay. I'm Zainab Sadat. You can call me Zainab Sadat,
yes,
in order
Zainab
to differentiate.
Yes, now that you introduced yourself, please give us a little bit more about yourself.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I'm Zainab Sadat. I have my BA in English Language and Literature and my MA in Teaching English as a Foreign Language. And
so great.
And of course, one of my big interests is in religious studies. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's because of my interest and my studies that I have the privilege of sitting in front of you today.
Oh, no, then on the other side, I have my dear one, Zainab
Askari. Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
And you, Zainab, please give us a bit about your field of study.
Okay. Oh, well, I have done my master's in linguistics from India.
Yes.
And then I am still engaged in religious studies in the Hafsa of Qom as
so
of now.
So I am over exhilarated to be with both of you.
Thank you.
And I'm sure we're going to set the table on fire. Well, today we are going to talk about something which has been pretty much viral, and I guess there is no single person in this world who could claim that I do not have this sort of disorder, which is obsessive compulsive disorder. In short, we call it OCD.
Mm-hmm.
So from now on, when we say OCD, we just mean obsessive compulsive disorder. It could happen in two different forms, generally. Practical and mental. Mm-hmm. Sometimes this obsession is just something that comes to your brain. It happens only in your thoughts. But sometimes it manifests itself in practical ways. What are your ideas upon that?
Obsessive compulsive disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it first attacks your brain. It comes into your mind first, and then it affects your practical life.
So at the beginning, it's something mental.
Exactly.
And then it manifests itself in a practical manner.
It comes out as in the practical
form. So what are the causes for that?
Fear. I personally consider fear to be, because if I personally consider something, if I'm obsessed with something,
yeah.
When I look at back into the things, why I'm obsessed with this is a fear.
So you say that having some sort of phobias is also be considered as a way of OCD.
I think that's one of the most important reasons, fear or phobia. For example, I am personally obsessed with relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I have lost many relations. The first thing why I get obsessed is the fear of losing that person. So if that fear was not there, I would have not been much obsessed.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a very nice point.
Talking about mental obsession,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe when you let the negative thoughts to be heightened in your mind, when you let them just to grow, you just provide you set the ground for becoming obsessed with them. So I think negative thoughts and being pessimistic somehow is another
reason.
So
negativity is itself a sort of mental disorder.
Yes. For example, being pessimistic about people, it is again another form of obsession, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also, what do you say about being idealistic? I guess much of idealistic ideas would lead you into a sort of OCD.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's even learning, you know. Sometimes it's learning from watching people. I have gone through some articles that say it could be genetic. It could be just.
It's very interesting. It's a genetics.
It is. And it's yes. Sometimes even said that it's bloody. Like there may be some chemistry in your blood that could lead you to have an obsessive compulsive disorder. And sometimes it's just, you know, since you watch your mother, she's a neat freak. She comes on and cleans every 5 minutes. You as a daughter learn all that. Uh-huh. And you get a disorder just by learning, just by watching her. So it's something you could also have because of watching someone.
Because of the environment.
Because of the environment.
So you could get it from the environment that is nurturing you.
Exactly. Like someone in your family is time conscious and gets so much depressed. I think every one of us, as you rightly mentioned in the beginning, is suffering from one or the other form of OCDs.
The thing is that different situations could heighten this feeling, these bad feelings and make us involved in them.
And one of the very most, let me just say, dangerous form of it is the one that they are so obsessed with cleaning.
Yes, Asma.
Washing their hands, I don't know, taking showers, I have 24
since
hours.
Since it was just COVID, it was okay to wear masks and be hygienic. But there are so people who are so obsessed with it now, so obsessed with it.
And the habits remained with them, even after the pandemic.
Everything was fine.
You know that we already, all of us, have seen people, even before the pandemic, they use sanitizers.
Yes.
So this is a sort of obsession.
Did you realize that they felt they caught COVID first? They use so many chemicals just for needing purpose.
And I would say that because their thought was so obsessed with it, and since when you're afraid of something, you will get into it.
Yes.
Then that's why they couldn't tolerate the situation.
And then you come back to fear. That's why I say one of the reasons is
about
fear.
The COVID virus. Yes. They gathered the negative thoughts, and the negative thoughts just made them think about
all those causes are just combining into.
Yes. And I will die. I take this virus.
I would just, fill up the soap case with the liquid soap at my home. And I would say in the afternoon, it was nowhere. And I would ask my son, what's wrong with you? And he would say, no, I'm watching television that you have to wash your hands regularly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I told him regular washing does not mean that you will finish up the
You cut your hands with those things.
Yes. And I know.
And especially when you're not going out at all. So that was really freakiness. Yeah.
That would lead into obsession.
We'll be back in no time. Dear audience, stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
The person who is so much obsessed with neatness is caring too much about putting things in their place, and he's so meticulous about.
I think, Asma, at some point of time, it's really good. I won't say, especially in terms of time.
Being punctual.
Time is something.
Punctuality OCD is a good sort of OCD.
You know why? Because time is something that's not in our control. It's just going. It's flying. And it helps you to be punctual. You are always punctual. You're always on time. You don't lose things. And importance of time is so much discussed. I mean,
you know what? But I think the positive OCDs, just being punctual or just doing lots of things that, as Mo said, are considered as good OCDs. They are all good, and some habits are all good until they make us so much obsessed that doing such the things would bother us. Until then, everything is good.
I think she wants to say obsession is good, but when it turns into disorder, it's not good.
No, obsession. Good things. Being punctual, being, I don't know.
Just consider the very fact that obsession is a very, very great word, you know? It has so much of connotations, and it's mostly negative.
Because whenever something
turns into an obsession, then it would kill you, because it is something that happens inside your brain, and most of the time, many thoughts pop up into your head that you totally don't like those thoughts to get into your skin. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It turns into a silent killer. That's what I actually mean to say. Mm-hmm. So according to me, there is no good sort of OCD. Be it shopping, you know, because there are some people who are shopaholics. They would love to buy many things. And no mm-hmm. matter how much they buy things, still they feel like there is a need for them to get and buy more and more.
I don't believe like three of us are women sitting here and we're talking about that, buying things.
No, we are not shopaholics. No, that becomes a bad thing when it mm-hmm. comes to obsession, as just as Ma said. Yeah. Shopping in its nature is a good thing.
Just imagine, just imagine being an OCD about shopping, being a shopaholic, and then your pocket does not help you. What would happen to you?
You would be bothered. Believe
You'd
me,
be devastated,
I know
of course.
People. Yes, I know people who are whose habits, as just you said, her habit is to go and buy things that yeah. she does not need.
Their happiness is through that buying.
Yes, the even more they buy, the more they would be happy.
Even if it's window shopping.
Yes. And even if they do not need that thing.
Yeah. I guess I overthink, and that's a bad sort of OCD.
All right. Well, mm. I personally think that if I know that tomorrow my guests are coming, I would not be able to sleep for the whole night just
wow.
thinking.
Stressed
really.
Out.
Seriously. I would not be able to sleep.
So you are...
Yes.
You're guest freak.
I'm guest freak because I have to make sure that I'll try to sleep. And when I'm turning on my right side, I'll just think on, I have to clean. I have to make sure that everything
oh
is extremely clean.
Wow.
And then
that's
I'll turn on another side on my bed. And
I guess that's
what
the usual
I'll cook.
Thing that happens to everyone when they have guests.
Come on.
But
Everybody has guests.
I don't think there are women who cannot sleep for the whole night. If wow. my guests are coming tomorrow afternoon or even like tomorrow evening, I wouldn't be able to sleep for the whole night just thinking how I'll clean, how I'll I don't know, what I'll cook. Will I be able to manage time? Yeah. Actually, I'm a time freak.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Being punctual is okay. But if your punctuality is with stress, it may kill you within. And my punctuality is with stress.
Just we have to focus on the meaning of obsession. That's a huge concept, you know? Obsession is something...
It has negative...
Yeah, obsession is something that is... Wait. I would like to call it a silent killer. That's obsession. Whatever that turns into an obsession, it
and
would kill
you. And
do you
think Zainab's case is some type of a silent killer?
You know, when we say silent killer, it's actually metaphorical. You are going to suffer from it all alone by yourself. You know... It would, of course, bother her because she won't have a silent night.
You know?
It would be sleepless. And then it would have some effect on her body, her stomach. You know, we have some neural disorders
there
that would happen.
There is factors she's talking
but
about.
But you know that. You know what, Zainab? I have seen the people who have been suffering from obsession and their lives is paralyzed somehow.
Yeah. Everywhere
there
are levels of it. You know, when we talk about obsession, we have light obsession,
yes,
we have medium obsession.
It's really meager in comparison
we have medium
to their
obsession.
Problems.
Anything that you do includes stress. I think obsession is there.
Yeah.
I think obsession
true.
Is there because you have a... You then, you know, turn into anxiety and so many other depression kind of things.
So thank you, dear listeners. This was all the time that we had for today's episode. We were talking of OCD. And when it comes to even these sort of obsessions, try to have good ones, like go for books. Have book reading obsession. That would be a sort of good obsession. That's, I guess, the only sort of good obsession I would have in my mind. And
stop pleasing others. If you start pleasing others, you would have this OCD forever. So if you do it for yourself, that may be a positive one.
Many of mental issues comes with that fact that you should think about yourself
and tell
not
yourself,
just being selfish.
And tell yourself, like, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay and let it go. Leave and let others leave.
Yes.
So thank you for staying with us.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.
Join us in this journey, IRIB English Radio.
Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Fiqh or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked among
the Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
self-purification is the most significant
factor.
Imamate is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Ali. Stay tuned.
محمد ابن مسلم وقت به امام باقر گفت آقا ما خیلی از اوقات هی توبه میکنیم گناه میکنیم توبه میکنیم.
محمد ابن مسلم came to Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam and said, We people commit sins and do repentance, and again, we commit sins and do repentance. Does Allah forgive our sins? Does Allah forgive us? Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, who was famous for his divine knowledge, answered, Allah's forgiveness is endless, so ask for it always and always. According to this hadith, we must not get tired on the path of servitude to Allah. Indeed, Allah likes the person who asks for His forgiveness. Allah likes those who repent. We must be like wrestlers who during a competition fall down on the ground several times. However, they do not become disappointed. They rise up again and continue their efforts. We must be like this in our worshipping Allah. Even if we commit a sin, we must repent to Allah and ask for His forgiveness. This way, we can continue our path of servitude to Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Ulama's Speech on IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page, which was the English translation of a short Persian speech by Hujjatul Islam Ali. To find out more about this program, log on to our website, parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With delight.
Just like humans and animals, plants get sick too. But what do you do with an ill plant? An Indian man has found an answer to that. He has opened an emergency room only for plants in Amritsar, a city in India's Punjab state. A tax officer and his wife have set up the Pushpa Tree and Plant Hospital. In Pushpa, they have expert biologists and tree lovers on hand to provide the so-called sick patients with their essential nutrients. The clinic aims to treat any and every disease and even has an emergency vehicle on call for unhealthy trees around the city. The officer's wife says, just as we humans bleed, breathe, and need cures, plants also bleed, breathe, and need cures.
We provide approximately 32 various services for plants and trees, like if there's a nail in the tree, how to take out that nail. The poisoning of the trees. Yes, you heard it right. There are people who poison the trees. Again, if the tree is not bearing fruits, there's an attack of mealybugs or another insects. That's also cured here. If the trees or plants are dying and you're unable to take care of them, even that problem is sorted out.
Only a month into the hospital's operation, Rohit Mehra and his team of 20 volunteers have already received more than 300 queries. The hospital is also completely free of charge.
Some gardens are decorated with genomes and other cute ornaments, but this garden uses tank debris to stand out amongst others. The intention of the gardener isn't to have the most army-themed pitch. Valerie actually tried to remove the tank, but ultimately because of its size and weight, it was impossible. So he just let it stay. The owner says he is used to having the tank there, even though it reminds him of hard times. Next to the wreckage, this family has planted cabbage and potatoes, which they harvest and use each year. The tank was left over from the war between Russia and Ukraine that began earlier this year. British paleontologists have made an exciting fossil discovery which has been identified as the earliest known animal predator.
It's quite a large fossil. The preserved part is at least 20 centimetres tall, and it would have lived attached to the seafloor bottom. But it's a broken specimen, so we actually don't know how large the entire colony is. This is only a fragment of it.
Wilby says the animal had a stalk and a cup on top with little tentacles, which most likely used to catch food out of the water. The ancient animal is related to sea anemones, jellyfish and corals, and pushes the known existence of these species back to 20 million years. Wilby explains the fossil displays a key point in the evolution of animal. The fossil is said to be around 560 million years old and was discovered in Charnwood Forest, northern England, amongst over 1,000 other fossils.
Summer heat is here, and zoos are working to not only keep visitors cool, but animals safe during the hot weather. A Belgian zoo takes extra precautions to help animals survive a fierce heat wave that has left Western Europe sweltering. Pyridaser Zoo, located in Wallonia in the province of Hainaut, provides animals with frozen food, fruit suspended in water, and extra showers. It has also created extra shaded areas with good ventilation along with water points to ensure animals have access to them. Zookeepers say managing animals in high temperatures requires good forward planning. Zoos across the world have a variety of responses to keep animals cool. So we humans are not the only creatures who feel significant stress during the hot months. Animals, too, are impacted by it.
Iran's city of Rafsanjan has hosted an international talent contest dubbed Stage Stars. The event is aimed at providing a chance for stage talents from across the world to come in the spotlight. Yusuf Jalali reports from Rafsanjan. Let's check it out.
This is a global stage for talents. The fifth International Stage Stars Festival wrapped up with the announcement of winners, who have been competing in four categories of singing, voice acting, show hosting, and sound impression. The top performances from each category won the golden mic and a cash prize.
The festival was a place for more serious competition between those who have a say in a stage performance. I'm so happy to be chosen by the jury as the best show host of the contest.
It was an amazing event for talents. I'm so glad to be part of this. Talents from all across Iran and many parts of the world competed in the festival, so winners should be proud of themselves.
Held in Iran's city of Rafsanjan, the two-day event brought together participants from 14 countries, including Iran, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Nigeria, and Turkey, to flaunt their knack for stage performance.
The scale of this contest is global. Many of us participants did not have any idea we could be stand-up comedians or show hosts. But when we got on stage here, we ourselves discovered our own talents.
I really love that, seeing that all people around the world are coming here and presenting themselves. It's a very great feeling. Of course, they will be progressed and they will develop yourself when they will got the result.
The jury is comprised of top Iranian actors, TV presenters, and voice artists. They say the competition has been tough, and those who stood out are real stage stars.
We tried our best to pick talents who really acted like professionals on stage. Not only should they care about the standards and principles of a stage performance, but they must innovate, improvise, and stand out.
This festival acted like a university for stage talents. It taught a lot of lessons about stage to participants, especially for those who failed to win the contest.
Organizers say this contest is not just about scouting for stage talents. They say the event helps shine a spotlight on talents and lead them to their community.
The fifth Stage Stars Festival is aimed at bringing stage talents to light. Many of the participants already have a few years of experience, so this stage is not supposed to discover them, but to springboard them to a higher level in their careers.
All of the contestants, even those who come from foreign countries, must perform in Persian. However, organizers plan to include other languages in the upcoming editions of the festival.
To those who won the golden mic here, this is a dream come true. But they say, aside from the prize, Stage Stars has marked a milestone in their pursuit of success, since they have now come under the spotlight. Yusuf Jalali from the city of Rafsanjan.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
Age is just a number when it comes to pursuing your goals. That's what 98-year-old Italian man Giuseppe Paterno has proven. Paterno has become the oldest university graduate in his country for the second time. In July 2020, he was graduated in history and philosophy from the University of Palermo. 2 years on, he's now got a master's degree in the same subject. Paterno grew in a poor family in Sicily and always had a desire for learning, but he was unable to go to university at a young age. He finished high school aged 31, 6 years after he got married. Paterno's love to study or for study never stopped, making him enter the university in his 90s.
The biggest and brightest supermoon of 2022 has risen with a crimson hue above horizons across the globe. It's also known as a buck moon because it falls in July. The name does not come from its appearance. You won't see the shape of a deer on the moon's surface or anything. It refers to something that happens in nature at this time. It's called a buck moon because the antlers of male deer or bucks are in full growth in July. Supermoons occur when a full moon comes closest to Earth in its orbit. This is not the last supermoon of 2022. There will be another in August, marking the final supermoon in this year's set of four. During a routine X-ray examination of one of Van Gogh's paintings, art conservators at the National Galleries of Scotland have discovered a secret self-portrait.
When we saw the X-ray for the first time, of course, we were hugely excited, absolutely thrilled to bits. Such a major discovery of an alternative composition happens once, twice in a conservator's lifetime.
The self-portrait was found during an examination of an 1885 painting by Van Gogh as the museum was prepping for an upcoming exhibition on Impressionism. Hidden from view for over a century, the self-portrait is on the reverse side of the Dutch artist's painting called The Head of a Peasant Woman. It was found beneath cardboard and layers of glue. Van Gogh is known to have often reused his canvases, working on their reverse side as well.
When he took the painting to Paris, he didn't have very much money. He was scrabbling around and decided clearly to use the back of these series of paintings that he'd brought with him from the Netherlands to Paris to explore self-portraiture for the first time.
Experts at the museum believe the materials covering the self-portrait were applied in the early 20th century before the art went on display. Art historians say when Vincent van Gogh was low on money, he took to painting on both sides of his canvases, but over the years, some of his reverse side paintings were covered up and lost. The X-ray image will feature at the Royal Scottish Academy in Edinburgh starting in July.
بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعجل محمد. So respected brothers and sisters, welcome back. Assalamu alaikum one more time. So the next lesson is about meme mushaddad, okay, or the rules of, sorry, meme sakin. The next lesson is about Mim Sakin. The same as Nun Sakin, we have some rules for Mim Sakin as well, okay? Three rules are there, okay? That you don't need to worry. They are easy, inshallah, okay? No problem. So the first rule is Ilhar for Mim Sakin. The second rule is Iqlab, a little kind of Iqlab. It's not the letter Iqlab, sorry. The letter Iqlab is there, the letter Ba, okay? Mim approaching the letter Ba. So here, opposite to idgha, Nun Sakin. When Nun Sakin is there, plus Ba, what rule was applied?
Iqlab.
But here, Mim Sakin plus Ba, Ikhfa is applied, okay? Ikhfa is applied. Okay? Nun Sakin. Mim Sakin plus Ba, Ikhfa is applied.
Yes.
And the next one is idgha mutamathilain that I told you.
Oh, yes.
Yes. We practiced idgha mutamathilain, and now, Ikhfa of, idhar of the Mim Sakin and also the Ikhfa one, okay?
So, yes.
It's very easy, no problem. So, Ikhfa of Mim Sakin, whenever you see a meme approaching a letter, which is Ba, try to hide the sound of meme. Okay? How? For example, فَبَشِّرْهُمْ ends with meme, yes?
Yes.
Mim Sakin? Hum.
Yes.
Mim Sakin. Bi'adhab. Fabashir hum. Bi'adhab. So how do you apply the rule Ikhfa here with Mim Sakin?
Fabashir hum
bi'adhab. Ah, that's correct. Ikhfa. That's easy. The lips do not touch one another. Okay? Fabashir hum bi'adhab. Ikhfa for two beats. Okay, two counts. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Okay? فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ. All right?
Yes.
Difficult or easy?
Easy.
Easy.
Easy, yes.
The next ayah. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَاهُ. So, يَعْلَمْ
بِأَنَّ.
يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ. Produce the sound of me, but as if like there is a tissue or a paper between your lips. Do not completely close your mouth. يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ.
Yeah.
Okay. Fawad, say this example. رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ.
رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ.
Apply the rule. هُمْ مِمْسَاكِنْ بَ.
رَبُّهُمْ.
No, do not close your mouth.
رَبُّهُمْ.
Yeah. رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ. Okay, do not do this when you, for example, recite in a competition, okay? Quran competition, okay? Go there, okay? The teacher is okay, and they're looking at you.
So you apply this. So creative.
Yeah, so creative. Okay. رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ.
رَبُّهُمْ
بِذَنْبِهِمْ. Yeah, the way you apply it, إِقْلَاب, I mean, closing your lips, that level, look at that level. So, like a tissue or a paper has to go between your lips, okay? That much space has to be there, okay? أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. This way. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ. Okay?
Yes.
فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ.
فَبَشِّرْهُمْ
بِعَذَابٍ. أحسن حسين روح الله. علي ناصر.
فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ.
أحسن أحسن. فواد.
فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ.
عذاب. أحسن. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. I do not bashir you بعذاب, okay? I do not give you the good news of like عذاب. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ. Okay. So, that was about إخفاء of memes مساكين. Very easy, alhamdulillah, yes?
Yes.
No problem. So whenever you see Mim Sakin, you have to apply this rule, okay? The next letter is, whenever you see a Mim Sakin plus Mim Mutaharrik, what does it mean? Mim Sakin means a Mim having no harakat, no fatha, no kasra, no dhamma.
Yes.
And plus a Mim which has fatha, kasra, dhamma. Right, Fawad?
Yes.
So, Mim Sakin plus Mim Mutaharrik. You merge Mim Sakin to Mim Mutaharrik. Mushaddad. It becomes Mushaddad. Yes?
Yes.
So this is called Idgham Mutamathilain. I told you, Idgham is merging, joining two letters.
Yes, yes.
So if you join two letters which are the same, this is called Mutamathilain.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Very easy. So let's practice some words. Wa amanahum Mim Sakin min khawf. Go to Surah Al Quraysh. Surah Al Quraysh. Kind of the last pages of the Quran. Surah Quraysh. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Li'ilafi Quraysh.
لإيلاف قريش.
إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف.
إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف.
So whenever we study ميم ساكن rules, okay, you have to look for ميم ساكن.
Yes.
Whenever you find ميم ساكن, take a look at the next letter. If the next letter is ba, apply the rule إخفاء. If the next letter is, again, mim, apply the rule, idgham. If the next letter is the rest of them, not ba, not mim.
Nothing.
What rule is applied?
Izhar.
No merge, no change, no? Hide.
Hide.
No change. Okay? Izhar. Sorry, no merge.
No rule.
No, 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 no. No merge, no?
Change. Hide, no,
no hide, no change.
Yes.
What is applied? Nothing.
Idhar.
Yeah, Idhar.
That's what I said first.
Great. Thank you. So, here, إِلَافِهِمْ
رِحْلَةً.
Ah, Mim Sakin. What is after Mim Sakin?
Ra.
Is Ra the letter Ba or Mim?
No.
None of them. So, Izhar. Yes. Just clearly produce the sound of Mim and go on. Ila fihim. Wrong. Ila fihim. Wrong. Ila fihir. Wrong. Nothing. Just Mim, Mim, Mim. Ra, Ra, Ra. Easy. إِلَى فِيهِمْ رَحْلَةً شِتَاءً. Do not stay here, okay? Do not prolong the sound. إِلَى فِيهِمْ رَحْلَةً شِتَاءً وَالصَّيْفِ. Go on.
إِلَى فِيهِمْ رَحْلَةً شِتَاءً وَالصَّيْفِ.
أحسن. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ.
فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ.
Why هَذَا؟ فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ.
فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ.
This ayah, we have many examples. الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ.
الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ.
Battery low. Okay, because we are applying like too many rules here, it needs a long breath. Yes, so look, we have all these four rules here in this ayah.
Yes,
surprisingly, we have four rules: إخفاء, إظهار, إقلاب, إدغام. All of them here in this.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا. هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Okay, where is the rule Izhar? Can you find the rule Izhar in this ayah? Izhar was when do we apply the rule Izhar?
When there is nun sakin or tanween.
Plus?
Plus letters from
the 15 ayin. Letters.
Uh-huh. Throat letters.
Yes.
Throat. So in Jua.
Jua is Jim from throat letters. Do you say like this?
Min khawf.
Min khawf. Noon plus kha. Example for? Idhar. Min ju'i wa amanahum min khawf. Min khawf. Example for? Idhar. The next letter rule. Example for idgham. Fawad, say it right now.
Yes, من جوعهم وآمنهم.
عِو وآمنهم. This is عِن وآمنهم. عِو وآمن. This is
no,
only عِو. This is the example.
من جو individually plus.
No, no. Do not say من جو individually. من جوع is example for
إخفاء.
إخفاء. جوع example for إدغام. إدغام with غنّة وذار غنّة.
So
with غنّة. Okay.
يمون letters.
إدغام with غنة or without غنة؟
With غنة.
With غنة. So, example for إخفاء؟
من جوع.
من جوع.
Okay. I said finally.
Great. Okay. And example for إقلاب؟
إقلاب؟
من خوف. No.
Have you found this?
So we don't have.
Come on. We have a ba here. Why don't you see that?
No.
There is a ba. Come on.
No, sir.
Open your eyes. There is no ba in this ayah?
No.
Look, even we don't have any ba, but still we have the rule.
Oh.
Sir.
Come on.
Yeah, min.
Let me recite this ayah if you find. Mim khawf? No. Let me recite this ayah. No. It's not. You can't find it if I do not recite.
Khawf.
Okay, recite.
Let me recite, okay? Sorry. Listen carefully, okay, if you find this.
الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم
من خوف بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Yes.
There.
Yes.
Okay.
Here.
خوف بسم الله. Yeah. The letter ba.
That's what I said. خوف.
MashaAllah. Yes. You just say something. خوف. I said خوف. Yes. He said example for ikhfa. خوف. Example for idgham. خوف.
Intentionally.
Do you know what does خوف mean?
Yes.
Fear.
I know. Okay. In Urdu it means as well.
Okay. So, min khawfin. Look, there is a tiny meme.
Yes.
Khawfin. If you connect it with the next surah starting with Bismillah, because the next surah starts with Bismillah, so.
That's what I khawfin said. Khawfin,
Bismillah.
Khawf.
Okay.
Because I just saw the meme.
So, we had all, yeah, we had all the rules here, but we were talking about meme sakin.
Yes.
So, is there any rule for meme sakin?
At'amahum
idgham. Amanahum idgham. So, alhamdulillah, we finished the meme sakin rules as well. So, whenever you see meme sakin plus meme, what rule? Idgham. Merge them together. Meme mutaharrik. Whenever you have meme sakin plus the letter ba, what rule is applied? Ikhfa. So, next one, whenever you see meme plus not ra, not ba, not meme, rest of the letters?
Idhar.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. MashaAllah. Thank you so much. Inshallah, we'll see you in the next coming sessions with the next rules. We'll go through the, inshallah, through the mad, okay, which is a very important part of our lessons, okay? Al mad. So we have different types of mad and a long discussion there. Stay with us, inshallah. See you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sever International Schools Network. Thanks to Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasser, Fawad Haider, me and you, all of you, okay? See you inshallah in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa atil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.